especially defensively. Catcher may be the most important position out there besides the pitcher. And I feel like we've seen you increase your ability defensively as well since the start of the year. You know, your caught stealings have been steadily rising throughout the latter half of the first half and here into the second half. Has there been anything specifically you've been working on there, you know, blocking?
I think it was hot time? Just getting the reps behind the plate. You know, not the last, like, real full games I caught were 7 innings in high school. So first few games, you know, my legs were a little tired after 9, you know, just getting used to it. But, I mean, it's been great, you know, just getting the reps. And over the season, just when I see that runner take off, it's about not tensing up and just being loose and putting the throw on the bag. And I mean, I feel like that's what's given me the most success, just getting the reps and, you know, getting a feel more for the game.
Well, that's kind of all the questions that I've got for you. Anything else you want to add real quick?
No, I'm okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Once again, that was Nick Adrian joining us on the Rafters pregame show. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, it's time for starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, we can't read a face. Deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's time for Rafters Baseball here on WFHR as we get ready for first pitch here from Winter Field. The two teams getting ready to roll along and resume the game from earlier yesterday night. Well, that one didn't quite get finished up. However, these two teams are currently in the middle of an inning when the rain came last night and suspended play for this game. So, back to action here in the bottom of the third, and Green Bay getting ready to roll. And it does appear like there will be a new pitcher, so no Maddox Long out there for the Rockers. And, well, that is good news for Rafters fans, for sure, I will say. Is, well, I tell you what, Maddox Long, whew, he was dominant over his start. However, that third inning for him didn't quite go perfectly. The Rafters led off with Royce Clayton Jr., and Clayton, he was able to get on base with a leadoff single. A good piece of hitting there, put him on to first. Then, on Jake Beauchesne's plate appearance, he hit a single, which sent Clayton over to second base. So then the first two batters reached successfully against the Rockers, and runners on first and second, Kareem Arusevic at the plate, and on an 0-2 count, he did ground out 4-3, but it allowed both runners to move a base ahead as Clayton went to third and Beauchesne went to second. Arusevic was out at first. So, Carson McIntyre came up to the plate for Wisconsin Rapids, and he saw one pitch in the game, and that one pitch was a strike. So an 0-1 count is where we will sit with runners on second and third, and one away in the bottom of the third. Now, let's take you back through the first couple of innings in the game. It was shutout ball from both sides up until the third. First inning for the Rockers, they saw a double from Caleb Daniel. He was able to reach second, but was stranded there after Schultz was able to work out of the inning. The Rafters, though, they had a leadoff single from Jake Beauchesne, and an error allowed Kareem Arusovic to reach, but once again, it was a shutout inning for Maddox Long. Second inning comes around, a leadoff double for Parker Martin for the Rockers, and then three straight batters retired from Kenny Schultz, including a pair of strikeouts, kept it shutout into the bottom of the second. Another shutout frame for Maddox Long. He allowed just one walk, and then in the third inning, five runs came across for the Rockers. So they lead 5-0, and we are almost ready to go as a new pitcher has indeed come into the game for the Rockers. And the new pitcher is number 30, Keaton Baird. And Baird taking over for Maddox Long. First pitch, it's fouled away by Carson McIntyre at 3:06 p.m. Well, not too bad of temperature out here, to say the least. I mentioned it a little bit earlier in the open. It is quite a muggy day out as the clouds still stand over the sky, but 78 degrees, it's not too bad heat-wise. 0-2 the count, swing and a miss. That's strike number three, and that takes care of Carson McIntyre. So Keaton Baird, one up, one down in his appearance as he took over for Maddox Long. So Maddox Long, not quite a final line just yet, because of course he does have the inherited runners on second and third, and now it'll be up to Eric Harper trying to do some damage. Right-handed hitting third baseman takes the first pitch high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Taking a look at Keaton Baird's numbers this season for the Rockers. Baird, a guy who comes into this game and as part of a nasty pitching staff, he has a 3.6 ERA in two appearances. That pitch misses for ball number two to make it a 2-0 count. And Baird, right-handed pitcher from Harding University, quite a few players from Harding on this Rockers roster. Baird, 6'2", 230, from Collierville, Tennessee. 2-0 count, misses away and makes it 3-0 to Eric Harper. And Baird has made two appearances this season. His last appearance back in Green Bay against Fond du Lac. Four innings pitched, allowing just one run with two strikeouts. It was a nasty appearance from him. 2-0, 3-0 the count. That one misses away for ball number four. And Eric Harper making his way over to first base. That loads the bases here in the bottom of the third. Brings up Madden Akko with a chance to do big-time damage. Base is loaded, two away, but Keaton Baird set up to get out of the inning with just one more out. That's all that he needs to keep it a shutout frame. The Rafters, a home run here would make it a one-run game despite a 5-0 deficit. And the first pitch to Madden Akko misses away for ball number one. Akko just the one home run on the season. And batting 314, it hasn't been the home runs that have done the damage. It's been his contact. 20 RBIs on the season, looking to add to that 1-0 count. On the outside edge, called for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Runner on first base is Eric Harper. On second, Jake Beauchesne. On third, Royce Clayton Jr. On the mound, Keaton Baird fires away. It is outside for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. And an Akko in this game, dating back to last night, he is 0-1, grounded out 5-3 back in the second inning. That was about, 7:45 last night. Taking a guess there. 2-1 count off the end of the bat towards the right side. Fly ball reaching towards the sidelines and reaches out of play as the count now moves to 2-2. Madden Akko from Fordham University, the Los Angeles, California native. You know, I wonder how many people have been to L.A. at some point in their lives. Obviously, one of the biggest cities in the U.S., so he's used to it. 2-2 count, sends this one high in the air towards shallow right center field, running up on it the right fielder, and Consarina will make the catch for out number three. So the Rafters, they load the bases but can't score any runs. No runs on the two hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters 3 left on base. We head to the top of the fourth. It's 5-0 Rockers here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710, and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And we get to see the Rafters' new pitcher for the first time this game. AJ Buonasetta coming in for Kenny Schultz after Schultz went 3 complete innings, but did not finish the game the way that he was hoping for. And officially, we do have a final line for him, as we'll take a look at that in just 1 second. But A.J. Buonasetta, the right-handed pitcher for the Rafters, coming into the game and hoping to get things rolling along on the right foot for the pitching staff after a rough last night ended it prior to the rain. And, well, let's take a look at Kenny Schultz's final line. He went 3 innings pitched and allowed 5 runs, although only 2 of them were earned. A couple of errors defensively last night allowed a couple more runs to come across, as Buonasetta will take on the right-handed hitting Eric John, and the first pitch to him misses inside for ball number 1. 1-0 the count, and Schultz also allowed 5 hits, 1 walk, 1 hit batter. He had 4 strikeouts and 1 wild pitch, faced 18 total batters, and threw 66 pitches. 1-0 the count from Buonasetta to John, and that one misses away for ball number 2. 2-0 the count. John, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Buonasetta on the mound. John drew a walk back in the third inning, came across to score, and he flew out to left field in the first. 2-0 the count on the way home, and an off-speed, but can't find the zone. It's now 3-0. And A.J. Buonasetta really did struggle in his first couple of appearances for the Rafters, but hoping to get back on the right foot here. Taking a while, the 3-0 count on the way home, and that one is a little bit high for ball number 4, and a 4-pitch walk allows John to reach for the second time this game. Lead-off walk to Eric John, and it brings up Caleb Daniel with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. Looking a little bit more at Buonasetta's numbers this year, 27 ERA over an inning and two-thirds, and two games. His last time out, though, allowed two hits and one walk in one inning. Wasn't terrible, but it just damage was done on those hits as this one misses low. Now Barajas standing up, trying to throw down to second and can't quite get it as Hayden Carlson had to go to his right and then lean back to the left to try and apply the tag. So goes in as a passed ball from Junior Barajas, and Barajas behind the plate for the Rafters. He took over for Lachlan Maud, who was in the game yesterday. And Barajas, one of the pinch, well, defensive substitutions for the Rafters, as the first pitch to Caleb Daniel is fouled away, 0-1 the count. And Barajas has already shown off the arm defensively a few times, trying to keep on bringing it in. We talked with Nick Adrian pregame about defensively playing that catcher position. 1-1 the count, grounded towards the first base side, but foul. So a 1-2 count now to Caleb Daniel, who in this game is 1-for-1 with a hit by pitch. His last time up, it was the HBP. Came around to score eventually as well. And in the first inning, it was a double that allowed him to reach. So a 1-2 count with the runner on second base. Buonasetta looks back to second couple of times, now brings it home, but the pitch misses away, and it's now a 2-2 count. J.P. Peltier is on deck for the Rockers. So he will bat next as the Rafters look to limit the damage. Buonasetta still looking for that strong first appearance, and he is a very young player as this one misses away and just lost out of the grip of him, and it goes all the way to the backstop. So Eric John advances to third base, and the count moves full. Wild pitch there, and now Caleb Daniel looking to get on base here with a runner just 90 feet away from scoring. So even if he doesn't get on base, he can get an RBI. Sacrifice is in order. And the Rafters, surprisingly, don't have the infield pushed in right now. They're back at about their normal position. 3-2 the count. Pitch on the way home, and it's fouled off to keep it 3-2. Taking a look at the Rafters' defensive alignment, already mentioned Junior Barajas now behind the plate for Lachlan Maud. That was the defensive substitution. Landon Gaz is still at first. Over at second, Madden Akko. Over at shortstop is Hayden Carlson. And at third is Eric Harper. 3-2 the count. Still seventh pitch of the plate appearance. Coming up next to Caleb Daniel. And this one misses inside. Ball number four. And that's back-to-back walks to start off the fourth inning for the Rockers. Although that last one, you know, you talk about pitchers walking players. And obviously you don't want to walk players as much as possible. And generally, when you do, it means poor location. But I would not say that last plate appearance was poor location outside of the one wild pitch from Buonasetta. It was just a strong plate appearance from Caleb Daniel. Saw seven pitches. But now J.P. Peltier at the plate. Still looking for his first hit on the Rockers. 0-for-2 to start off his Rockers career as the first pitch to him misses away for ball number one. Debuted last night for Green Bay, the guy from Wright State University. And hoping to drive in a run here. Still no RBIs for him. Still looking to do a lot of firsts. 1-0 the count is in there for strike number one. 1-1 the count. He flew out to center field back in the third inning, and he struck out swinging in the first, but saw 5-plus pitches in each plate appearance. So they were quality at-bats, despite both of them recording outs. 1-1 the count with the runner on first and third. The runner on first taking off, check swing. He goes, and Barajas faking the throw down to second. Now reels it in and looks down to third base, but doesn't make a throw and goes down as a stolen base for Caleb Daniel. 1-2 the count to Peltier. Runners on second and third. Nobody out in the top of the fourth. Still 5-0 Rockers, and now the infield pushes in. One One and two the count. Pitch on the way home, and that one misses high for ball number two, a 2-2 count. And on deck, Colin Helms, and don't want to get to him with the bases loaded. Certainly a strong batter for the Rockers. Batting cleanup for a reason. He's already reached twice, once on a catcher's interference and another on a single. 2-2 count on the way home, misses in the dirt and away for ball number three. 3-2 the count yet again, and Buonasetta just, his pitch count getting worked up there, even though he's been trying to show off the control. 16 pitches without recording an out so far. Still looking for that first one. He's got a 3-2 count to the right-handed hitting Peltier. Righty-righty matchup on the way, and this one is hit out towards right field. Down the line, it's reaching, and it lands in the grass in fair territory. Here comes one run. Here comes another. It's a 2-RBI double for J.P. Peltier's first hit on the Green Bay Rockers. Well, that's a way to pick up your first hit. Makes it 7-0 Green Bay in the top of the fourth inning. J.P. Peltier, he loves clutch plate appearances. And back in the first inning, Peltier came up with the runner on second. And in the third inning, he came up with two runners on, but wasn't able to send them home as Eric John was on second and Caleb Daniel on first. So almost the same situation, but now Peltier brings him home. Two RBIs for Peltier. Brings up Colin Helms with a runner on second and nobody out. First pitch to him hits the lower inside corner for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Helms officially 1-for-1 on the game. And I was asking this earlier, and I never actually ended up looking it up, but whether or not a catcher's interference increases your on-base percentage. 0-1 the count is grounded over softly towards second base. Akko's there, throws off balance to first, and has it for out number one. 4-3 for the first putout of the fourth inning, and J.P. Peltier advances over to third base. And now Joe Minella up to the plate. He's got a runner 90 feet away from home, and Minella, the right-handed hitting first baseman, taking on A.J. Buonasetta, a 7-0 Rockers lead in the top of the fourth. Minella, 0-2 on the game. Infield is pushed in. First pitch to him is in there, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Minella, the first baseman, up for the third time this game, went 0-2 last night, flew out to center field in the third, grounded into a fielder's choice in the first. 0-1 the count. Buonasetta brings the pitch in and gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. That was nasty work from Buonasetta. And the last time that Buonasetta was out here on the mound for the Rafters, back on July 6th, didn't go his way. July 4th, he made his debut, and Jeremy Jones was up here in the press box with me talking about his debut. 0-2 count is grounded over to third. Harper thought about going home, didn't have the time, so brings it to first. It's an RBI for Joe Minella as it goes 5-3 on the putout, and it brings up Parker Martin with the bases empty and two away in the top of the fourth. 8-0 Green Bay. Rafters looking in the wrong direction right now, and just a tough one here. You really were hoping the Rafters would get back on track with a win, but haven't been able to do so, and they've got a lot to make a comeback. Left-handed hitting Martin on the plate against Buonasetta, and the first pitch to him is in there, called for strike number one. 0-1 count, and Martin, man, oh man, this season he has been pretty dang good for the Rockers, to say the least, out of the University of Southern Indiana. Batting .323 entering this game. He's already 2-for-2 with a double and a single, and that pitch is going to nail him on the side of the leg. That one took a bounce, and now he is gingerly walking, to put it in light terms, on the hit-by-pitch. Third time on base for Parker Martin. And now a runner on first with two away in the top of the fourth. Still 8-0 Green Bay, and brings up Zage Lancaster. trying to increase this lead even further. Home run would make it a double-digit lead for the Rockers. And while the Rafters pitching really struggling, they've allowed double-digit runs in six of their last seven games. And that's what I said entering this one was going to be the big X factor, would be the pitching. And now the trainer's going out to first base to check on Parker Martin. And, man, that would be a real hit to the Rockers, who already clinched a playoff spot due to their first half crown. They won the Great Lakes West back in the first half, claimed a playoff spot. And so this second half roster, you're looking at guys like Parker Martin, is going to be vital to them come the playoffs. And, well, at the very least, you're hoping that it's a bruise. It's certainly going to leave a mark on Martin. You're just hoping it's nothing more than that, a hard hit towards the leg. And that was just a mislocated pitch from A.J. Buonasetta, and he's going to have to get back into his right state of mind here and try to bring it home as the fans give Martin a round of applause as the trainer walks off the field and Green Bay coaches go back to their designated spots. Buonasetta now on the mound. He's taking on Zage Lancaster, right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with two away and the runner on first. First pitch to Lancaster on the inside edge, called for strike number one. Lancaster 1-for-2 on the game. He had an RBI single back in the third inning. He also eventually came around to score on Kaysen Consarina's grounder that ended up being an E6. 0-1 the count on the way, and Lancaster holds back, but that was a very deceiving pitch from Buonasetta, and it's in there for strike number two. 0-2 the count, and now Buonasetta just one pitch away from working out of this inning. Looking to work ahead, and the 0-2 count misses away. Barajas thought about throwing down to first, but he keeps it in the glove, and no throw comes. 1-2 the count. Well, here at Witter Field, the Rafters, they have struggled a little bit at home, and with that, during this time, there will be a substitution, a pinch runner over there at first base. Well, Parker Martin had tried staying in the game, but was not able to, so David Bayania comes into the game for Martin as a pinch runner, and Bayania going to try and advance, but a 1-2 count. This one's hit out towards shallow right field, running up on it, sliding, and did McIntyre make the play? Yeah, he did. Out number three, a nice flash of the leather from Carson McIntyre as he makes the play for the third out of the inning. So that gets us out of the fourth, but damage was done by the Rockers. They score three runs on one hit. There were no errors, and the Rockers left one on base. So we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 8-0 Green Bay here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, with the injury to Parker Martin, there is some defensive movements around from the Green Bay Rockers. As Bayania comes into the game, he takes over at second base. So David Bayania is on second. which means that Eric John, who was initially on second, he moved over to third base. So John is at third, and then previously Zage Lancaster was playing third. He now moves over to shortstop. So those are the defensive moves from the Rockers as they get back to work on the mound behind Keaton Baird. And, well, we do have a final line from Maddox Long as he only manages to go 2 1/3 innings, but that was in large part due to the rain and the suspended game. So he didn't really have a chance to go much further than that, and not too bad of a line for him, as we'll get you that line in just a little bit of time. And through 10 pitches there in that third inning before coming out, and then finished up by 11 pitches from Keaton Baird. First pitch on the way to Hayden Carlson here in the bottom of the fourth is in for a strike. It's an 0-1 count. 8-0 Rockers in the bottom of the fourth, and this one is hit to the left side of the infield and gets under the glove of the new shortstop Lancaster into left field. It's a leadoff single for the Rafters as Hayden Carlson goes over to first base. So, leadoff man aboard for the Rafters yet again. They've done so in now 3 of the 4 innings, but still held scoreless. And it brings up Junior Barajas to the plate with one on and nobody out. Barajas, left-handed hitting catcher. It's a lefty-righty matchup with the man on the mound. And Barajas has played in almost every game for the Rafters here in the second half. And the first pitch on the way misses outside for ball number one. And we knew that Barajas was going to be a huge addition to the lineup coming in for the Rafters. And he's already shown that off. Against right-handed pitching, batting .303 with a .1018 OPS. That's just about his season average. Doesn't really matter what side hand pitcher that he gets. And that one in there called for a strike makes it 1-1. Barajas, 4 home runs on the season for him. Trying to keep that rolling along. He's got the tie for the team lead. 1-1 count. That one's going to hit him in the leg, and oh, man, that did not look comfortable as well. Very similar to the way that the ball that hit Parker Martin looked. Now, hopefully he's all right, but didn't take much time and started jogging down the baseline towards first base. So Junior Barajas is on first. Hayden Carlson on second now, and Barajas over there. He is walking a little bit gingerly, but not too much of a limp from him. Now up at the plate, the right-handed hitting Landon Gaz. It's a righty-righty matchup with the man on the mound. And Keaton Baird looking back towards second where the lead runner stands. Now brings it home, and it hits the outside edge of the plate for strike number one. Gaz, 0-1 in the game. His one plate appearance came last night in the second. Struck out looking, but did so on 8 pitches. It's a strong plate appearance from him, and that comes off the tail of a 3-for-4 game with 3 extra base hits and a walk the night prior. 0-1 the count is called for strike number 2 to make it 0-2. Royce Clayton Jr. is on deck. If it gets to him, it should, but, you know, a triple play is always potentially in the books. That would be impressive, though. I've never seen a triple play live in person. 0-2 the count, misses outside for ball number 1, 1-2 the count. And Gaz is trying to move those runners forward. Rafters are down 8-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Now, we have seen the power from Gaz. He's got a home run this season. That came as part of the 3-for-4 game just 2 nights ago. Pitch on the way home, misses outside. It's now 2-2, and Gaz showing off the plate discipline on that one. He kind of reached out his hands, thought about going around on it, but decided to stay put. Hayden Carlson on second. He is a speedy guy, and so is Junior Barajas. Barajas has stolen some bases. Carlson a few more, though. 2-2 count on the outside edge, called for strike number 3. Gaz knew it, too, and that one got him in the books backwards. Brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with runners on first and second, and one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rafters still down 8 runs on the scoreboard, and the right-handed hitting center fielder Clayton stepping into the batter's box. On the mound, Keaton Baird, and that makes it a righty-righty matchup. Pitch on the way home, breaking ball. Ooh, that's nasty stuff, but can't get the call as it misses high for ball number one. And I tell you what, I thought that was a strike two from up here, but home plate umpire says, nope. Keaton Baird was looking back, said, where'd that one miss? Upstairs. 1-0 the count on the way. This time it gets a swing and a miss from Clayton. 1-1 the count, and maybe expecting fastball on that one. Did not get it. 1-1 the count. Clayton 1-for-1 on the game. He singled back to lead off the third inning. That was his one plate appearance so far in this one. Came last night, though, and looking for the first hit on the day. It is a doubleheader today. 1-1 count is popped up right side of the infield. Reaching back towards the side. Will it get out of play? It does. Bounces off the roof of the accessible seating area. And now a 1-2 count. So game number one here will be a complete 9-inning game. It's finishing off the previously suspended game from last night. Game number two, however, will only be 7 innings. And that will be played 30 minutes after the conclusion of this first one. 1-2 the count. Baird looks back to second, now brings it home. It's hit up the middle, over towards shortstop. Picked up, it'll flip over to second, back to first, but it's not in time. And a nice pick over there at first base by Joe Minella to keep it from getting away. And they get a fielder's choice on Royce Clayton Jr. So it goes 6-4 on the fielder's choice. Royce Clayton Jr. safe at first. Junior Barajas out at second. And Hayden Carlson is over to third base. So runners on the corners with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. 8-0, the Rockers lead. Righty-righty matchup with Jake Beauchesne. First pitch on the way. It misses low for ball number one. And Beauchesne, two for two in the game, not 1-for-1. Both of his hits singles, though, and he's got a hit in a couple straight games for the Rafters. Pickoff move back to first base. Just make sure that Royce Clayton Jr. doesn't get too far of a leadoff over there. And Clayton's certainly a quick runner. He showed off the base running ability a few times this season. 1-0 the count. Misses high for ball number two. So Jake Beauchesne taking his time and likes to watch his pitches, but when he sees one that he can hit, he will try and send that one over the wall. Done so twice this year. 2-0 the count with two on, and he swings and misses for strike number one. And it was a high heater, and those are always tough to hold off on for batters. And Beauchesne batting .227 on the season, but OPS .820. I'll take that. Clayton on first base gets another pickoff move his way, and count remaining 2-1. Clayton, 9 stolen bases on the season. He's stolen second 7 of those times and done so off of righties 8 of his 9 stolen bases. 2-1 the count, and here goes Clayton. Huge jump, and he's safe at second. No shot on that stolen base. What a jump from Clayton. 3-1 the count from Jake Beauchesne now, and runners on second and third with two outs. Single could add a couple. And Beauchesne will watch that one hit the outside edge for strike number two. Full count to Jake Beauchesne, who is sitting here and working the pitch count of Keaton Baird. Baird will be throwing pitch number 20 on the inning coming up next, after he threw just 11 pitches there in the third inning. On the way home, it misses outside, ball number four, and that loads the bases for the Rafters. Beauchesne on for the third time this game, and he's reached base multiple times in at least 3 straight games. I haven't looked back further than that, but I tell you what, he has been looking a lot better as of late. On first base, Jake Beauchesne. On second base, Royce Clayton Jr. And on third, Hayden Carlson at the plate. The left-handed hitting DH, Kareem Arusovic. Still two outs in the bottom of the fourth, and 8-0, the Rockers lead. Keaton Baird on the mound. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Arusovic at the plate, and the first pitch misses high for ball number one. Arusovic this season, he has been great for the Rafters and looking to continue his strong start to the year. Entered this game batting .313 over his 5 games. 1-0 the count on the way. It hits the inside corner for strike number one. 1-1 the count. And Arusevic coming from UC San Diego. Trying to keep his hot start to the year alive. Started off with a 4-for-5 game in his debut for the Rafters. 1-1 count. It's a high chopper over to first. It'll be a foot race between him and the pitcher. And reaching the bag, he's safe. RBI single as Keaton Baird couldn't cover the bag in time or apply the tag. He tried both, but missed it. And that's an RBI single for Kareem Arusevic. So the Rafters push across their first run here in the bottom of the fourth. And Kareem Arusevic coming up big for the Rafters. Arusevic on first base. Beauchesne is on second. On third is Royce Clayton Jr. And coming home on that play was Hayden Carlson. Bases remain loaded for Carson McIntyre with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch to him, misses away for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and McIntyre, he led off today's game. He was the first batter that we saw on this Friday after he came into the batter's box with an 0-1 count. He struck out swinging back in the third inning, and quickly a meeting between Colin Helms and his pitcher Keaton Baird as they want to make sure that they're on the right track, as Baird has faced a little more trouble in this inning than he did in the third. In the third inning, Baird struck out McIntyre, then walked Harper, and then induced a flyout of Madonaco. So he retired two of the three batters that he saw. And well, in this one, this is the seventh batter of the inning. Bases loaded, two away, 1-0 count to McIntyre. Pitch on the way, it's fouled back, and man, McIntyre had that one timed up well. Just couldn't get a barrel onto it. It's straight back behind home plate. And McIntyre has shown off the power back in college, the hitting ability here in the Northwoods League, batting .348 through the early part of his season. 1-1 count, swings and misses to bring it 1-2. Although this game, 0-for-2, he also flew out to the third baseman back in the first inning. Coming over from Oregon State, he went 3-for-4 with a walk his previous game. So he reached base four times against Fond du Lac in game number one of that doubleheader. 1-2 count, swing and a miss, strike number three. And Keaton Baird able to work out of the jam. The Rafters once again leave them loaded, but they did push across a run. The Rafters score one run on two hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left three on base. So we head to the top of the fifth. It's 8-1 Green Bay here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Now into the top of the fifth inning, and A.J. Buonasetta looking to get back onto the right foot. And, well, he struggled back in the fourth inning, but to end that frame, he started to slowly find his rhythm. He retired three of the last four batters that he saw, and the only one that he didn't, it was a misfire on a hit-by-pitch. The other three, it was a ground out, and a flyout. So certainly got his pitches a little bit more there in the end, and looking to keep that momentum rolling here into the top of the fifth. It's 8-1 Green Bay, and he'll be taking on Kaysen Consarina as the first pitch to him hits the outside corner for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Consarina, the right-handed hitting right fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup to lead off the top of the fifth. Taking his time, Buonasetta brings it home, and this one's well hit out towards left center field, but the wind pushing back in, and Clayton is there for out number one. One up, one down in the fifth, and yeah, that flag out in right center field next to the scoreboard, blowing almost straight back in. It's not going to help anyone today. Even right-handed hitters who... the wind kind of blowing out from the right towards the left, but mostly back in from the outfield. A little bit odd. You don't usually see that here at Witter Field. Now at the plate, the left-handed hitting David Mizza takes the first pitch a little bit low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Mizza 0-2 on the game, and both of his plate appearances were strikeout swinging back in the third and the second inning. 1-0 the count here. Base is empty and one away in the top of the fifth. Buonasetta brings the pitch home, and that one misses a little bit high as well for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and Buonasetta not missing by much on those last two pitches. So he's got his spot. I mean, not every time are you aiming for the strike zone. You're aiming for right around it, trying to get a swing, or at the very least, get a call. 2-0 the count is a little bit inside, and again, Buonasetta just a couple inches from the zone. But a couple inches is all that you need for it to be called a ball. And with a good plate discipline from David Mizza, he's able to hold off. 3-0 count, and he wasn't going to go on that one. And finally gets the strike called as it moves to 3-1. So Mizza maybe going to be swinging here, but... still hasn't swung the bat in this plate appearance. 3-1 the count. And Buonasetta bringing the pitch home. It is in there, called for strike number two. So a 3-2 count. It's full to the left-handed hitting center fielder. Mizza from UCLA this season entered this game batting 229. Lefty-righty matchup with the man on the mound, and Buonasetta taking his time, brings the pitch home, but it misses away for ball number four, and that sends the runner onto first base with one out in the top of the fifth. Third walk of the game for A.J. Buonasetta, and it brings up Eric John with one on and one out, trying to add to the already seven-run lead for the Rockers. John from Stanford University. He's got four home runs on the season. He's been able to show off a bit of power, batting 292 with 18 RBIs. But this game, no hits yet. 0-1 and sends one down the third baseline, but just misses the bag as now the count moves 0-1. And John back in the fourth inning, he drew a walk to lead off the Green Bay batters for today's game. Last night, drew a walk to lead off the third inning, and he flew out to left field in the first. 0-1 the count. And Buonasetta on the mound, runner taking off from first, but it's hit out towards left field, and Mize is going to have to return to first, as running in on it is Beauchesne. He makes the play for out number two, and that keeps Mize on the bag. And that's a big out for the Rafters. If that had gotten down, it could have been trouble. Preston Steiner warming up in the Rafters bullpen. Let's see if he comes into the game here. And Steiner, man, you feel bad for him because you've seen the stuff and you know that he's got it, but he has really struggled out the gates here. And that's what you're kind of hoping for in this one for the Rafters pitching staff, is that they can find something to work off of as Buonasetta brings the pitch home but misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Buonasetta was kind of in that same boat. Obviously, you've seen the stuff. And when I had Jeremy Jones up here, and I mentioned that earlier in his debut for the Rafters, Jones was talking all about how all of the movement comes from Buonasetta. You don't see. Throw down to second, trying to catch the runner. It's way ahead of him. Did the tag get applied? No! Carlson didn't get the tag there. And Madden Ocko now running over to cover third base because Eric Harper thought that he was out of the inning. Hayden Carlson thought he had the tag there. And now Ziggy going out to have a chat with the third base umpire who was moved over. Hayden Carlson could have sworn that he had the tag that should have got them out of the inning, but the umpire there called him safe. And, well, I can't imagine that he switches this call right here because that's a pure judgment call. It's no application of a rule, and, well, they will still bring in the umpires to talk with it to see if they saw anything different. From up here, it looked like Carlson was right on that edge. He had to extend to his full reach to be able to tag the runner, and it was right there. I'm not sure if he did or not, and Carlson, it looked close enough where he might have and he might not have, and, well, the judgment call says that he was safe. Carlson doesn't like it, but it's a stolen base for David Mizza as the umpires do keep the call the same. So a runner in scoring position and a now 2-0 count to Caleb Daniel. And Daniel, the left-handed hitting left fielder, up for the fourth time this game, he's 1-for-1. A walk, a hit by pitch, and a double. 2-0 the count. Pitch on the way home. This one's hit out towards left center field. It's dropping and gets down in front of Clayton. Here comes Mizza on the way home. It's cut off at the pitcher's mound, and it's an RBI single for Caleb Daniel. Well, the Rafters were oh so close to getting out of this frame scoreless, but couldn't quite do it as Carlson missed the tag by a matter of inches. That's what I'm saying. It's a game of inches here in baseball. Strike zone, tags, sometimes making catches, and it comes down to the details, and the Rafters right now struggling as this one is popped up by J.P. Peltier, right side of the infield in foul territory. Barajas is there, but Gaz calls it off and makes the catch for out number three. So that gets us through the top of the fifth inning, but not before the Rockers score one run on the one hit. There were no errors, and the Rockers left one on base. So we head to the bottom of the fifth. It's 9-1 Green Bay here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
As we welcome you back into Rafters baseball here on WFHR, it's the bottom of the fifth inning and a 9-1 lead for the Rockers. And, well, that fifth inning, so close to getting out of it. And back on the mound for the Rockers is Keaton Baird. Baird right-handed pitcher. He will take on the 4-5-6 batters here in the bottom of the fifth. 9-1, Rockers lead, and Harper, the third baseman, leading off. He sends one down the left field line and towards the Rafters' bullpen as it hits out of play to bring the count 0-1. Harper, right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with the man on the mound. And so far, Keaton Baird able to almost pick up where Maddox Long left off as Harper fouls this one back and brings the count 0-2. Harper 0-1 on the game. Drew a walk earlier today with a four-pitch at-bat. 0-2 the count on the way home. Misses in the dirt outside, and a 1-2 count now to Harper. With that walk in the third inning, he loaded the bases, but he was stuck there at first. Rafters couldn't push a run across, although they did score their first run of the game back in the fifth inning. But once again, they left him loaded. 1-2 the count on the way home, and this one is hit well out towards deep center field. On the run back in center field, it is caught at the warning track. What a play by David Mizza as he is able to go way out to make that catch. Well, if he got a little bit more pull on that ball, it very well could have been out of here. And Harper still looking for his second home run of the season. Now at the plate, the right-handed hitting second baseman, Madinako. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way home. It's grounded out towards shortstop. Picked up. Throw across the diamond onto first, and they got him. 6-3 for out number two. Brings up Hayden Carlson with two outs and the bases empty in the bottom of the fifth. Carlson, the right-handed hitting shortstop, up for the third time this game. Taking on the righty on the mound. It's a righty-righty matchup. Still 9-1, the Rockers lead. First pitch on the way from Beard. It's a fastball that just misses away for ball number one. Behind the plate, Colin Helms. He did a really good job to frame that one, but couldn't quite get the call. 1-0 the count. This one misses low for ball two. 2-0 the count, and Carlson singled back in the fourth inning, came around to score the one run of the game for the Rafters. Grounded out 4-3 in the second. 1-0 count. In there for a strike, it brings the count 2-1. Well, I was going to debut a new segment here in the fifth inning yesterday. However, due to the shortened game today and the circumstances, I'll hold off until game number two to do so as the 2-1 count misses away for ball number three. So look forward to that, and I'll go ahead and share what it is. We've got a email the broadcast, a Q&A section. I'll answer any questions that you guys want as that one misses away for ball number four, and Hayden Carlson draws a five-pitch walk. He's on to first base. So in game number two today, if you've guys got any questions for the Rafters broadcast, I'll be answering them in the fifth inning. Should make it a little bit more fun for you guys, a little more interactive. Looking forward to debuting that segment, but it'll be later today, so we'll save that for the night game. Now at the plate, Junior Barajas, left-handed hitting catcher. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Keaton Baird on the mound. Pitch on the way home. It's crushed out towards right field. Turning around. This one is out of here. Barajas has taken the solo team lead in home runs, his fifth of the year. And that one, once again, a no-doubter to right field. A two-run shot from Junior Barajas as he's on for the second time, and he's off for the first time. Steps onto home plate, sends around Hayden Carlson as well. It makes it a 9-3 ball game here in the bottom of the fifth. Junior Barajas, my goodness, hit at 105 miles an hour off the bat. Might have been the fastest hit ball this season, I tell you what. Only a 21 degree launch angle, but went 350 feet. Now up to Landon Gaz as the first pitch to him misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And I tell you what, not only did that get crushed and was a no-doubter, it did so against the wind as that pitch again misses away. Now a 2-0 count. And so the Rafters have now scored three runs in the game. 9-3, the Rockers lead in the bottom of the fifth. Gaz at the plate. He fouls one back to bring it 2-1. And Junior Barajas has just been on an absolute tear for the Rafters. I mean, what can he not hit over the wall? It's like he's playing batting practice every game that he gets into. It's a home run every other game, it feels like. Actually, it is almost a home run every other game, as this one's hit on the ground over towards the left side of the infield. Picked up at shortstop, throw over to first, not in time. Infield single for Landon Gaz, deep in that shortstop spot. And over there, it was just deep enough for Lancaster not to get the throw. He made it close, though, and it brings up Royce Clayton Jr., with two outs and a runner on first base. Now, Clayton has had a few well-hit balls this season, but he is looking for his first home run of the year. He, though, does not tend to pull the baseball. More of a central ball hitter. He aims it towards middle infield and center field as he swings and misses at the first pitch for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And so that's kind of the difference that you notice from a guy like Clayton versus Junior Barajas. Clayton's still got a ton of power.